We're starting Torah 49. This Torah was said by Rabbeinu Zal at his daughter's Shefa Brachas. His daughter Sarah got married in a city called Medvedevka, and Rabbeinu Zal went to the wedding, and it's brought that Rabbeinu Zal danced at the wedding a lot. And then after he said this Torah at Shalashuris, also he danced a lot. And he mentioned that that year specifically, he danced a lot for the purpose of eliminating harsh judgments from Klal Yisrael, specifically the Gzeira of the Cantonese, where they would draft young boys into the Russian army for 25 years. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke about the fact that through dancing and clapping hands, one can eliminate this type of judgment. This Torah deals with deep, very deep topics. It starts off with a presentation by Rabbeinu Zal, and then Rav Nosson Zal says, let me paraphrase this and clarify it. And he certainly does. So the first few paragraphs, when we learn it, if it's not that clear, you're going to see that afterwards Rav Nosson Zal is going to give his version, which is going to make it much clearer. This Torah is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 19, which we say on Shabbos morning. We start off the extra paragraphs of Tehillim that we say for Shabbos with Lamanatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Hashamayim Esaprem Kavod Keil. And in that paragraph we have these psukim, Lashemesh Som Oyhel Bohem, Hashem set up a tent for the sun, Vehu Kechoson Yoitzei Mechuposoi, which is like a groom coming out of his chuppah, Yosis Kegibor Lorutz Oirach, who is eager to run like a gibor, like a powerful person, running a path. Miktzei Hashamayim Moitzoi Uskufosoi Ad Ktzoisam. The sun starts at the edge of the heaven, and it circles all the way to the other end. Ve'ein Nistor Mechamosoi. Nothing can hide from the intense heat of the sun. Toiras Hashem Temimo Meshivas Nofesh. The Torah of Hashem is perfect, complete, and it restores the soul. Now Rabbeinu Zal begins. Ki koidem habriyo oyo oyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein soif. Before Hashem created the worlds, all that existed was the infinite light of Hashem. Verotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyizgale malchusoi. However, Hashem wanted his attribute of kingdom to be able to be revealed, to be able to function, ve'ein melech b'loyam. And you can't have a king without a nation, without people to accept his kingdom upon them. Ve'hutzrach livroi b'nei adam. Therefore, Hashem had to create human beings, she'yekablu oil malchusoi, who would accept upon themselves Hashem's authority, Hashem's kingdom. We've spoken about this many times, that the fact that human beings have bechira, free choice, to accept Hashem's authority, or chas v'shalom, to reject Hashem's authority, that's what really gives us the ability to crown Hashem. When we, who don't have to listen to Hashem, we don't have to negate our own will for Hashem, when we choose to negate our will for Hashem's will, that's really crowning Hashem. Ve'izgalus malchusoi yevsha lahasig ela al yedei hamidois. It's impossible for Hashem's kingdom to be revealed without the midois. Shal yedei hamidois masigen elekusoi. Because it's only through the midois that we can attain Hashem's wisdom and we can connect with Hashem. The Yoidin Sheyesh Odoin Moshe Lumanhig, and we can fully realize that there is a ruler, an authority. These midos that we're referring to here are what's called the Sfirois, the midos of Hashem, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid. It's via those midos that Hashem channeled his light and made it accessible to us and sent it all the way down to the lowest Mido, which is the Mido of Malchus. Now Rabbeinu Zal quotes from the Arizal, V'tzimtzem es ho'or ein soif latzdodim, Hashem constricted his light to the sides, he pulled his light to the sides in all four directions, V'nishar cholal ponui, in order that there should remain an empty space, and it's inside that empty space, that vacated space, which Kaviyochel Hashem vacated, that Hashem created the worlds, Vehein Hein Midoisov, and the worlds are also the attributes of Hashem. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, it speaks about the worlds, the different worlds that Hashem created, Olam Huatzilus, Olam Habriya, Olam Hayitzira, Olam Huasiya, and it relates them to the Midos of Hashem, to Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes. Now this term, vacated space, Rabbeinu Zal doesn't go into it as much in this Torah as he does in chapter 64 and in other places. Obviously, Hashem did not vacate totally, because if Hashem ever vacates totally from a place, there cannot be any life, any existence in that place. And yet, we say that in order for there to be room for creation, Hashem had to remove himself to a degree. He had to vacate. And this is one of the deep, deep concepts in creation and in Kabbalah that we realize we do not understand completely. And now he's going to show how man, who is a microcosm of creation, therefore this same process that took place when Hashem first created the world, this same process takes place inside man, inside a human being. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'halev hu hatzayor shel hamidois. The heart is the designer of the midois. The midois that we're referring to here for now, which start from chesed through malchus, chesed, gevura, teferes, netzach, hoyd, yesod, malchus, those midois receive from and originate from Bina, which is above them. And Bina is referred to as the heart. There are many psukim that show that. So now Rabbeinu Zal says the heart is the tzayor, the artist, the one that forms and shapes the midos. But part of the heart, hainu hachochma shebelev, the intelligence, the wisdom in a person's heart is what forms and what plays a major role in the midos of the person, the character traits of the person. Ve'ikar hayitziro hoisa b'chochma. We know that when we speak about creation, the main creation began with chachma. Kama shekosuv, as it says in Tehillim, kulam bechachma osisa. Hashem made everything with chachma. And chachma is above bina. Chachma is above the heart. Nimtza shehalev hu hatzayor. So Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say, therefore, creation began with chachma. However, the artist, the one that did the formation, was Bina, the heart. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Tsur Levavi. Tsur means a rock, the rock of my heart. And Tsur, the word Tsur means rock. The word Tsur also is similar to the word Litzayer, to form, to shape. The Zohar HaKadosh uses the terminology Abba Oimer, Ima Oise. The father decreed, the mother created. The father represents Chachma, the mother represents Bina. Let's continue for now. Now, this term Litzayer, to form, to shape, which is used in creation, it says Vayitzer Elokim, Hashem created. And that word Vayitzer is written in the Chumash with two yuds. So Rabbeinu Zal tells us now, Ve'is Yitziro Letav Ulevish. There is a concept of formation or creation for good and for bad. K'may Shamru Chazal, as the Gemara says in Brachas, on the word Vayitzer, which is spelled in the Chumash with two yuds, Bishnei Yudin, that it refers to good and bad. Vehem Shnei Yitzorin. And this actually refers to the two angels inside a person, the good inclination and the evil inclination, what we call the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, Hainu. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us now, how does this manifest itself inside the person? Hainu Machshavois Toivois, the good thoughts in a person, Heim Yetzer Toiv. They are the Yetzer Toiv. They are the good inclination operating in the person. Umachshava Yisrois, the evil thoughts, the sinful thoughts, Heim Yetzer Hora. They are what we refer to as the evil inclination. Ki Iker Hayitzrim, Heim Hamachshavos V'Hachochmoy Shebelev. Because the beginning and the main part of these Yetzers, Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, is the thoughts and the intellect in the heart. That's where it all begins from. We know that when we speak about a person's Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, we usually speak about that as being the good inclination and the evil inclination that causes a person to think a certain way or to speak a certain way or to act a certain way. When a person commits a sin, we say he was driven by his Yetzer Hara. But Rabbeinu Zal in this chapter is going to put tremendous emphasis on the fact that the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, it all begins in thought. It all begins in how a person is thinking. If they're thinking good thoughts, that can and will lead to good words and good actions. And if a person is thinking evil or sinful thoughts, that could easily lead to sinful words and sinful actions. Where do we see this connection between a person's thoughts and these Yetzers, the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara? K'moshekosov, there's a pasuk in Bereishis which says, Ki Yetzer Machshevois Liboy, the inclination of his heart's thoughts. This pasuk shows us that the Yetzer is the Machshava. It begins in Machshava, in thought. When a person thinks evil or sinful thoughts, he clogs up, he stuffs up that vacuum of creation, that place where creation, which was supposed to have room for creation to take place and to evolve, he stuffs it up and blocks it. Sheshom hisgalus hamidos. In that vacant area was supposed to be revealed the midos, the chesed, the gvura, the teferes. Here you see that each sentence is a thought. It's not really flowing perfectly and easily. We'll see again when we get shortly in another few paragraphs when Rav Nosson Zal paraphrases this, he's going to put it together in a much smoother way. Yes?
In Kabbalah, it always seems like the left side gets the bad rap, meaning that we've got the mind, which is more or less on the Chochmah side, and it seems like the Bina side always gets the bad rap. In other words, how come the Yetzer Hara or the evil inclination of the Sitra Achra is never on that right side? I mean, you could have your messed up mind, which would cause your actions to be messed up. Why is the left side always the one that's the bad side?
This topic is discussed often and elaborately in Sifrei Kabbalah and in Sifrei Chassidus. The right side usually symbolizes a flow, an openness. The left side usually represents constriction, darkness, judgment. And that's why the Sforim tell us that usually the negative originates from and attaches itself more easily to the left than to the right. That's not to say that it doesn't affect the right, and it's not present, it doesn't exist there also. But it's much more prevalent and drawn more easily to the left than it is to the right.
Is the assumption the emotions?
That's one expression of it. That we speak about Chochma on the right as being the intellect, and Bina on the left being more the heart, the emotional side.
Thank you.
Let's continue. Ki halev hu tzur ha'olamim. Because the heart is the creator of the worlds. Again, we're referring to the heart here represents Bina, which is the one that's sending the light and helping to shape and form what's under it. The chesed gvur tver, as Rabbeinu Zal says now, hainu tzur hamidos. This means that the heart is what shapes and forms the midos, the attributes, the spheros below it, the chesed through malchus. And Rabbeinu Zal explains now, ki lefi oir lahavius halev shel isha Yisraeli, because based on the fiery, thinking of the right term, the fiery emotions in the heart of a Jew, iefsher lehisgalus mehamidois, it would be impossible for the midois, the attributes, to reveal themselves. Ki or lahaviusoi huad ein soif, because a Jew's ability to get excited about Hashem and spirituality, when a Jew really gets emotional and excited about Hashem, about spirituality, about Torah, about mitzvos, that excitement, that hislahavus, has no bounds. It's infinite. Hainu ein soif ve'ein tachlis lechukosoi means that there's a concept whereby a Jew's yearning for Hashem is boundless. It's limitless. It's infinite. However, Rabbeinu Zal says there's a problem with that, because if a person just has this infinite yearning for Hashem, they can't necessarily put it into action and do constructive, positive things with it. Therefore, v'tzorich letzamtzem ha-hislahavus, a person has to constrict and shrink and limit that fiery yearning for Hashem, kedei sheyishoyer balev cholol, in order that there should be able to be a vacant space in the heart. Just like we said, in order for creation to take place, the creation of the world, Hashem had to kavyochol remove himself to a degree to vacate a space in which the worlds could be created and in which the midos of Hashem could manifest themselves. So too, inside the heart of a person, which represents the creation, inside the heart, a person has to be able to vacate space in order for the midos of the person to be able to display themselves and to be able to function and operate. K'may shekosuv, as we find by Dovid HaMelech, it says in Tehillim, V'libi cholol bekirbi, my heart has a vacancy inside of it. Cholol means a hollowed out space. V'al yidei ha-tzimtzum shel ha-hislavus, and by a person constricting and limiting that fiery desire and yearning for Hashem, yuchal lovoi lehizgalus mehamidois, that will enable the revelation of the midois, of chesed and gvura and the other midois of the person. Hainu, lavoi des Hashem yisborach bahadrogo uvemida. Rabbeinu Zal now says what we're referring to here is serving Hashem in an orderly, staged, constricted way. Now Rabbeinu Zal repeats a little bit what he said before and elaborates on it. Umachshavos toivos shebelev, the good thoughts in a person's heart, heim yitzrin tovin, they are the yetzer tov operating inside the person, she'al yodom nizgalin pe'ulois umidois toivos, through which are revealed good deeds, good actions, and good character traits. V'hainu yitzira letav, this is called a good creation. U'kishechoyshev machshavos rois, when a person thinks evil thoughts, sinful thoughts, humetamtem halev, he clogs up and stuffs up the heart. Bibichinas orla slave, as the term that's used throughout the Torah, the orla of the lev, the foreskin, the same term that's used by a bris mila, an orla, an unnecessary foreskin that blocks the light of the bris, so too on the heart, there could be this orla slave, this excess that represents something that blocks the heart from really functioning properly. Umekalkeles habria. And when a person thinks these wrong thoughts, it spoils, it messes up the creation. Hainu hachochmo shebelev. It messes up the intelligence and the intellect in the heart. Ki hayetzer hara hu tipshus halev. Because we find in the Torah, one of the ways that it refers to the yetzer hara, the evil inclination, it calls it the foolishness of the heart. As it says in Chumash Dvarim, umaltem es orlas levavchem, you will circumcise, you will remove the foreskin of your heart. The Targumai, and the Targum on that pasuk says, yos tipshus libchoin, the foolishness of your heart. The tipshus hu kilkul habriya, foolishness is the opposite of creation. It's the destruction of creation. Because we said before that the creation was brought about through chachma. Shehi alidei hachachma. We quoted the pasuk kulam bechachma asisa. So creation begins with chachma. Destruction begins with foolishness, silliness. We know the famous statement in the beginning of the Gemara Sota, where the Gemara says, Ein adam chayte elim kein nichnas boy ruach shtus. A person does not commit a sin unless a spirit of foolishness, silliness, insanity enters into the person. Nimtza, we see therefore, kisha adam choyshev machshavos toivos beliboy, when a Jew is thinking good thoughts in his heart. What kind of good thoughts? Eich lavoides Hashem yisparach. How can I serve Hashem? What can I do to please Hashem? Boze nase liboy bebechinas tzur levavi. Through this, his heart becomes, like we said before, this rock, this holy rock, tzur levavi, and also the word tzur miloshen letzayer, yitzira. His heart becomes a place where a new creation is taking place. Ubebechinas libi cholol bekirbi. As we quoted the pasuk earlier, that his heart has a vacant space inside of it now. Whereby inside that vacant area can be revealed good deeds, good actions, good words on the part of the person. And it's through a person's good deeds and good attributes, good character traits, Yizgale, the person reveals, Shehu mekabel oil malchus shamayim shlema, that he has accepted upon himself the authority and the kingdom of Hashem completely. So here Rabbeinu Zal is taking the Kabbalah, the Kabbalistic terms, chachma, bina, chesed through malchus, and he's giving it an expression in how we act, how we serve Hashem, how a Jew approaches accepting Hashem's authority upon himself by thinking and speaking and doing what Hashem wants. Veze pirush, this will also explain a pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 87, where the pasuk says, Veshorim, the singers, kecholalim, were like those who play the flutes. Veshorim, zebechinas, hisgalus hamalchus. The word shorim here means singers, but the word sar also means a ruler, kingdom. Veshorim zebechinas hisgalus hamalchus. The word veshorim here refers to the revelation of Hashem's kingdom. Bechinas soro al ha'olam kuloi, to rule over the entire world. The Gemara says that Sora was called Sora. She lived 127 years. And we know that King Ahasuerus ruled over 127 countries. So the term Sora represents Malchus, kingdom. Bechinas vahoyo Hashem lemelech. As the pasuk says, there will come a time when Hashem will be recognized as king over the entire world. Kecholalim, like flute players. Kol mayone boch. All of my thoughts are about you. Hainu, lefi, now Rabbeinu Zal says, kecholalim. The kingdom of Hashem is determined kecholalim, according to the person's ability to create a chalal, a vacant space inside his heart, based on the person's ability to constrict his deep feelings for Hashem. That it shouldn't just be infinite, but rather it should be with boundaries. By that he creates this vacant space, Shenase al yedei machshavoysov hakdoishim, which is formed by the person's holy thoughts, meaning when the person is able to think actual specific thoughts of how to serve Hashem. It starts off with Ein Sof. It starts off with an infinite desire and yearning for Hashem. A person is screaming hysterically, I want Hashem. Hashem, we love you. We want you. But a person can't really do anything with that in terms of action. So Rabbeinu Zal says a person has to constrict those feelings and allow for constructive, specific thoughts that will lead to good character traits, that will lead to positive actions, that will show the person's accepting Hashem's authority upon themselves. Hainu lefi acholol shenasa yidei machshavoysav hakdoshim, based on that vacant area that's established by the person's holy thoughts, kein his galus malchusoi. To that degree, that person will be able to display, to show, that they really accepted Hashem's authority and kingdom upon themselves. Now Rabbeinu Zal connects this all to the topic of tefillah. V'zeh bechinas, this is also tied into the pasuk that we say in Kriya Shema, ula'avdoi bechol levavchem, to serve Hashem with your entire heart. And the Gemara asks, Ezeu avoida shebelev, what service of Hashem is there that's done with the heart? Ze tefillah. That refers to prayer, which even though prayer is coming from the mouth, it must originate from the heart in order for it to really be effective. And it's only if the heart is attached, connected to the mouth, at the time that the person's praying, again, that the tefillah is really considered a tefillah. Ki tefillah bechinas malchus, David. Because we know that Kabbalistically, tefillah is usually referred to as malchus, which is associated with David HaMelech, the master of prayer. K'may shekosuv, as it says in Tehillim, va'ani tefillah, I am prayer, David HaMelech says. V'ikar ha'tefillah toloi balev. And true tefillah is dependent on true tefillah, which is malchus, is dependent on the heart, which is bina, meaning sheyosim kol liboy olecho, that the person should devote and focus his entire heart on the words of prayer that he's saying. Shelo yihye bebechina, so that the person should not be like what it says in the prophet Yeshaya, bisfasam kibduni, with their lips they respect me, the libam richak mimeni, however their heart is distant from me. So we see here that there is such a potential, number one, and we see that the real shleimus of tefillah, of malchus, is when it's connected to the heart, bina. And this is one of the most important and basic concepts throughout Kabbalah, the connection between bina and malchus, which are referred to many times as mother and daughter, which are referred to as the two heys in Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, the first hey and the second hey, which are also referred to as upper Shechina and lower Shechina. And the real success is when these two are united and working together, as we're going to see very much in detail later on in this Torah. Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh bechinas hey. And what we've been discussing till now is all reflected in the letter hey of the Hebrew alphabet. Ki dalid hoysa, because the hey starts out as a dalid, v'schazris v'nasis hey, and it evolves to become a hey. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains. We're speaking here about Hashem's attribute of malchus. Ki dalid havis, the attribute of malchus of Hashem is represented often by the letter dalid, loshin dala va'aniya, because the word dalus means poverty, poor, poverty stricken, and the malchus is usually referred to as that, as dalid, because the malchus has no light of its own. The malchus is a vessel into which the other midos, the other spheroids, feed their light. The spheroids above malchus, whether it's chesed through yesoid or even keser through yesoid, they shine their light into malchus. So malchus sometimes is referred to as the letter dalet, reflecting its poverty aspect. Hainu, Rabbeinu Zal says, Hainu, kishemetamteim liboy betipshus. When a person, chas v'shelem, clogs up, he stuffs up his heart with foolishness by thinking silly or sinful thoughts and feeding the wrong knowledge into his heart, secular wisdoms, things that don't connect a person to Hashem in any way. Ve'ein oni ela bedas. And we know the Gemara says in the Dorim that when we speak about poverty in Judaism, the real poverty is when a person is lacking in das. We have the famous quote from the Gemara, Im das koniso machosarto. If you have das, what are you missing? You have everything. Vim das chosarto, and if you don't have das, machoniso, what do you have? You could have everything else in the world other than intelligence, and everything you have means nothing because you won't be able to use it in a constructive, positive way. So Rabbeinu Zal says here, V'oz hi bechinas dalet. Therefore, when a person's heart is filled with foolishness and foolish thoughts and sinful thoughts, then the malchus is in a state of dalet, dalus. Ukeshemekadesh machshavtoi, whereas when a person purifies and sanctifies his thoughts, and he thinks only thoughts about serving Hashem, thoughts about Torah, about good mitzvahs, veles kedusha pochos me'asora, and we know that holiness is defined in the Torah by a minimum of the number 10, meaning we know that in technical halacha, you cannot say kedusha or kaddish or a dover shebikdusha unless you have at least 10 people present at the time. So the Gemara uses the wording less kedusha pochos me'asora. Holiness is not less than 10. So that the letter yud represents holiness. Vehi bechinas yud shemamshich letoich hadalit. When we take the letter yud and we insert it in the dalit, Venasis hey, then it becomes the letter hey, which represents the malchus in its perfected state, in its good state. When the malchus is in a weak state, when it's poor, when it's defective, when it's defiled by sinful thoughts, by evil thoughts, then the malchus is referred to as the letter dalet. When the malchus is bishlemus, when it's perfected by holy thoughts and good, then it's represented by the letter hey. Paragraph Dalit, Rabbeinu Zal continues, Ukishemekim hatfila, es bechinas malchus, and when a person's tfila elevates and establishes the attribute of kingdom, the kingdom of Hashem, bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ula avdoi bechol levavchem, you will serve Hashem with your entire heart, meaning your whole heart is holy. It's all connected to Hashem. It's not filled with garbage, with sinful thoughts. Ze bechinas hi ho'oila. Then the heart reaches the level of it is the burnt offering, the korban oila. Bechinas, which is related to a pasuk in Shira Shirim, where the pasuk says, mi zois oila min hamidbor. The pasuk uses two terms, mi and zois, and the Zohar HaKadosh elaborates on this in many, many places, that the word zois is the term that represents the malchus, the lower shechina of Hashem. The term mi represents bina, the upper shechina. Mi, mem yud, equals 50, which is the number that's associated always with bina, the 50 gates of bina, like the holiday of Shavuos, which is the 50th day, the 50 levels of tshuva. So the pasuk there says, mi zois oila, mi zois go up. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, mi im zois oila. Mi, which represents the upper shechina, im zois, together with the malchus, together with the lower shechina, oila. These two go up together. When they rise up together usually. In order for the Malchus to have an Aliyah, usually it requires the assistance coming from Bina, the upper Shechina, which represents the heart, as we said before. Continuing, Vehem Shnei Batim, and these two, Bina and Malchus, the upper Shechina and the lower Shechina, also represent the upper house, the Beis Hamikdash in heaven, Ubeiso Tato, and the lower house, the Beis Hamikdash on earth. Sheyesh Lishnehem Aliyah, whereby both of them experience an elevation. There is a pasuk that says, Ki lo yovoi be'ir ade bekir b'cha kodosh. Hashem says, I will not enter into the city until you have holiness in your midst. And this pasuk appears in Hosea chapter 11. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Pirush, what this pasuk means, Ki rabbeisein zorach adorshu al pasuk zeh, the Gemara says on this pasuk, the pasuk says, Bekir b'cha kodosh, the actual wording in the pasuk is, Bekir b'cha kodosh v'lo yovoi bo'ir, is there holiness in your midst, and I will not enter the city? The Gemara says on that, Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem has sworn, Shelo yichnois b'Yerushalayim shel mala, that Hashem will not enter into the Yerushalayim in heaven, Ad sheyivne Yerushalayim shelamata, until the Yerushalayim below on earth will be built up. Ve'isa b'kisvi Arizal, and it's explained in the writings of the Arizal, Shehakavono al pisoidhu, that what this pasuk is referring to kabbalistically is Shebina Imo Ilo Beso Ilo Hi Bechinas Yerushalayim Shelamala. The sphera called Bina, which is also referred to as the Heavenly Mother, which is also referred to as the Heavenly Beis Hamikdash, that's what the Gemara is calling Yerushalayim Shelamala, the Yerushalayim up in heaven. Umalchus, whereas the sphere of Malchus, which is Beiso Tato, which corresponds to the lower, the Beis Hamikdash on earth, Hi Bechinas Yerushalayim Shelmato. That's what the Gemara is referring to as the lower Yerushalayim. She'ein Hayichud Shelemalo, Shehu Bechinas Aliyas Beiso Ilo, Nishlam, Ad shenivne v'nishlam b'chinas malchus b'shleimus, shehi b'chinas aliyas beiso tato, ayin shom. The Arizal tells us that the yichud of Bina, the yichud of the upper Shechina, of the upper Beis Hamikdash, in order for Bina to unite with its partner, which is Chachma, we're talking about the first hay of Hashem's name, uniting with the Yud in front of it. In order for them to unite perfectly and totally, it requires that there first be an elevation and a union of the Malchus down below, the lower Shechina, which is represented by the last Hay of Yud Kei Vav Kei, has to first be united well and properly with its partner, with the Vav. And that's what the Gemara is referring to here as the elevation of the upper house, which is not complete until the lower house is first elevated. V'zeh ma shekosav Rabbeinu Zal. And now Rav Nosson Zal is injecting, and this is what Rabbeinu Zal means when he refers to that pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Mi im zois oile. The Mi goes up together with the zois. Ki bino libo hi bechinas beiso ilo. Because the sphere of bino, which is associated with the heart, is referred to as the upper house of Hashem. Bechinas mi, it's represented by the word mi, mem yud. And there are many places throughout the Torah that this word is used to refer to the upper Shechina. Those that remember, in your Machzor of Yom Kippur, before Kol Nidre, there's a piece from the Zohar HaKadosh, where it says Rabbi Shimon stood up and he spoke about Yom Kippur. And he said, Hashem has made a vow that the Jews will be in exile, Mi Yirpalach, and who can cure that vow? Who can nullify that vow? And again, the Mi there represents the upper Shechina, this Bina, this level where Hatorah Snedorim originates from. But this is a term that's used in hundreds of places throughout the Zohar HaKadosh. Let's continue inside. Ki bino libo hi bechinas beiso ilo. Bino, which is the heart, which is the upper Shechina, is referred to as the upper house. Bechinas mi. Malchus, whereas Malchus, which is the lower Shechina, hi bechinas beiso tato, is also referred to as the lower house. Bechinas zois. And it's referred to in many psukim throughout the Torah by the term zois. V'al yedei bechinois elu hanal, and through everything we spoke, hanemorim b'Torah zois, through everything that we discussed in this Torah previously, ayidei ze yesh l'shnei batim elu aliyah, that will bring about an aliyah, an elevation, to both of these houses, to the Malchus and to the Bina, to the Malchus and to the heart. Shehem beiso ilo ubeiso tato, shehem bechinas mi im zois. Now, what are we talking about here? What did we say earlier? Rav Nosson Zal is going to give it to us again in these next five or six lines. What this means... Yes?
If there's something in the word zois that alludes to...
Yes. The question was just asked, is there something in the word zois, in the numerical value or something else, that reflects, that it represents the Malchus, just like we show that Mi is the 50. The answer is there's quite a number of things. The Zion of the word Zois represents the seven spheroids of Chesed through Malchus. The remaining letters, the Aleph and Tav, represent beginning to end. Because Malchus is always referred to as the Koila, that which encompasses everything, from top to bottom. Everything feeds into the Malchus. The Malchus is a koilel of everything. That's one definition of the word Zois. And it's brought also, for example, on Yom Kippur, we say that there are three things that are required for tshuva. We say, utshuva, utfila, utzdoka, maviren esroya gzera. That it's a combination of three things that remove completely any decree against us. We know that decrees come from a king. A king issues decrees. Malchus. Dina de Malchus adina. The kingdom is the one where the Midas Hadin comes from. The three things there, tshuva, tefillah, and tzedaka, in your machzer, above each one of them it has a word. Above tshuva it has the word tzom, to fast. Above tefillah it has the word koil, the sound of our voice. And above tzedaka it has the word mamoin. Each one of those three words, tsoim, koil, and mamoin, equal exactly 136. Tsoim is 136, koil is 136, mamoin is 136. Three times 136 is 408. Again, this is the power that mavirin es roya hagzera, which eliminates any negative decree, any negativity in any decree of Hashem. So again, it's this Zois represents the Malchus of Kedusha, which battles against the Malchus of the Sitra Achra.
Thank you very much.
I'm giving you a droplet, really. In the Zohar HaKadosh, there are maybe 100 examples and expressions of this Zois and Psukim throughout Tanakh that all relate directly to this. Okay, but now in these next few lines, Rabbeinu Zal summarizes exactly what we need to do to make this happen, to make this connection between upper Shechina and lower Shechina, and to make this elevation of the lower house and the upper house. Hainu, this means specifically, al yedei shemetzamtzem oyer hislahavus liboy, a Jew who has a fire raging in his heart, a fire that's raging for Hashem, a person who's on fire, I love Hashem, I want Hashem, he's just exploding with deep desire for Hashem. And he takes that desire and he puts boundaries on it, he constricts it. Shelo yislahev yoyser midai, so that it shouldn't be excessive, where it's harmful and destructive. Why? Kedei sheyucha lavoides Hashem yisborach bahadraga ubemida, so that he should be able to serve Hashem in a measured, staged way. Let's say when a person is has this burning desire to Hashem and he starts screaming, ay, 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 that has a certain place. But if a person does only that, they won't daven shachris. They won't say modani. They won't say the brachas. They won't say baruch shomar. And again, there's no concept of time and space. And we know that Yiddishkeit is all about boundaries, tzimtzum. So Rabbeinu Zal says that in order for a person to be able to serve Hashem b'hadrogo b'mita, he's got to be able to constrict and control that hislavos, that fire in his heart. That's one aspect of it. Number two, umekadesh es machshavtoi, and the person purifies and sanctifies his thoughts. He's selective in what he thinks. Anytime a bad thought shows up on the screen, he jumps away from it. A good thought, he grabs it and holds it and amplifies it. Umekadesh es machshavtoi, livli lachshov shum machshavos roiz. The person purifies his thoughts to avoid thinking any wrong or sinful type of thoughts. Rak lachshoiv tomid machshoves kedoshes, but rather to always be thinking thoughts of holiness, of Torah, of mitzvah, of serving Hashem. Shehein bechinas yetzer tov. These good thoughts are also referred to as yetzer tov. Bechinas chochma shebelev. That's the holy intellect in the heart. This is actually what forms and creates the good qualities and the good attributes of a person. His midos toivos, v'zoiche lasos peulos umaisim toivim umidos toivos. And then the person actually ends up doing good deeds, actually performing good deeds, mitzvot and maisim toivim, beinotam lamokom and beinotam lachaveroi, and the person develops midos toivos, good quality, good attributes. Vaydeze nizgale bechinas malchus, and through this becomes revealed the attribute of kingdom, Hashem's attribute of kingdom, Hashem's honor and glory and authority. Because it becomes revealed, it becomes displayed that this person is accepting upon himself Hashem's authority and kingship totally. So here Rabbeinu Zal gave us a Kabbalah explanation, a flowchart through Kabbalah and through actual living, how a person accepts and glorifies Hashem's kingdom. That it starts off in Chachma and Bina. It starts off in Machshava, by a person having the right kind of Machshavas, which comes down and it goes into the Midos. Chesed Gvurah Tiferes Natzav Yesod. That ends up formatting and shaping the Midos of a person, which are going to be used to control the actions and activities of the person. And when that's done, when that's being done in a good, proper way, that results in malchus. That results in really crowning and king and glorifying Hashem's kingdom. That's really accepting Hashem's kingdom and authority and declaring Hashem as king. Va'oz yesh aliyo lebechinas malchus. And then the attribute of malchus, the aspect of malchus, has an elevation. Shehi Beisotato, which we said is represented by the lower house of Hashem, the lower Shechina, or the Beis Hamikdash on earth. Azai Daiko Oile Gam Beiso Ilo. And when that gets rectified and fixed, then the upper bayis, the Beis Hamikdash in heaven, the Yerushalayim Shalmala, the Bina, the upper Shechina, also has an elevation. Shehi Bechinas Bina Liba. Ki be'emes shnehem echod, because in truth they are really one. We know we say Hashem echod u'shmo echod. Hashem is one. There are no two. Hashem is one. V'achas tluya bechavrato, and one is dependent on the other. These two are like Siamese twins in a sense. They're very much connected to each other, and each one affects the other one. In Megillas Rus, we know that the kingdom of Klal Yisrael, Dovra Melech, comes from Rus, Rus HaMoaviyah. Rus, when she joined Klal Yisrael, she joined the family of Naomi. Her mother-in-law was Naomi. All kinds of things happened. At one point, Rus and her sister Orpah, who both came from Moab, they both married two children of Naomi. Their husbands died, and now Naomi told them both, go home, go back to Moab, go back to your people, you know, you're finished. Orpah left. Rus said, wherever you go, I go. Wherever you die, I die. I'm with you through thick and thin. The Sifrei Kabbalah explain that Naomi, the word Noam, Noam Ho'elyoin, is a term used to refer to Bina, the upper Shechina, is called Noyam. In the Pasuk in Tilim, Lachsois Benoyam Hashem, Ulevaker Beheicholoi, to see the splendor of Hashem, the sweetness of Hashem. That Noyam refers to the upper Shechina, and Heichal, the term Heichal, refers to the lower Shechina. The word Heichal is Bigimatria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Hashem's name for Malchus, Adon, ruler. So there it says that Rus said, I ain't leaving you no matter what. Rus is Malchus, Naomi is Bina. The Pasuk says afterwards, Vatelachno Shtehen Yachtov, and they both went together. Naomi and Rus ended up going together. They both returned, went back to Eretz Yisrael together, and eventually Rus ends up marrying Boaz, giving birth eventually to Dovra Melech. The kingdom of Klal Yisrael is established, and the kingdom of Hashem is elevated. That term, Vatelachno Shtehen, the two Shtehen means both of them. Shtehen also means the two hays. Vatelachno Shtehen Yachtov. The two hays went together, Naomi and Rus, upper Shechina and lower Shechina. I'm giving you a micro dot of what the Zohar Kodesh and Tikkuni Zohar have hundreds of pages, you know, elaborating, explaining. You know, we're touching this in a very tiny, light way right now. We just completed the Torah as Rabbeinu Zal presented it, with Rav Nosson Zal giving a little bit of clarity, but now you see the next words are Ulevaer Ho'inyan Ktsas. However, in order to explain a little all of this, we have Rav Nosson Zal says Srichan Lachsur Ulevaer. We have to go back and really explain this Torah, and now he's going to do that. To me, it's a shame. In the next shir, we're going to have a tremendous clarification and elaboration of the concepts that we mentioned till now.
Question.
Please.
Why Hashem is waiting for a stirring from below? I understand maybe it's because something needs to be rectified, some action of ours needs to be done.
Listen carefully. We're told that originally all the souls started off in Gan Eden, in paradise. Right. Hashem sent the souls down to this world to go through tests and free choice and purification, everything, in order to get back to Gan Eden. It seems to be a senseless kind of thing. We were there to begin with. Why? The answer is that Hashem wants us to have true pleasure, and true pleasure could only be when you've earned it, when you've participated in doing it. When a father puts together a bike for his son, and he gives it to him, the son says, "Thank you, I love you." He kisses it. It's great. If the father has the son participate, they work on it together and build it together, there's no comparison to the joy and the fulfillment that the son feels, you know, and that the father taught him how to build, you know, how to build it, to make it, and he was part of it. They have that statement, you know, it's one thing to give a person a fish, it's another thing to teach him how to fish, right? In terms of a person giving charity, a person gives somebody a check for $100, or $1,000, or a person teaches the other person how to earn $1,000. So here again, the ideal situation is when we participate in bringing about the tikkun. That's what even though it's all really Hashem, but Hashem wants us as much as possible and in whatever way possible to be part of it.
Thank you for the response. That reminds me of the concept of like when a father takes a son out to dinner. The son says thank you, but when the son takes the father out to dinner, they both cry.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes.
Shavuot Tov.
Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, Rabbi, when he was originally, he was talking, I think, about the Yitzhahar and the Yesh Tov as essentially angels. And then he was saying that we create our Yetzirah and Yetzer Tov through our thoughts.
Yes.
It seems like a contradiction.
No, listen carefully. Listen carefully. Rabbeinu Zal did not say, he did not mention the word angel. I inserted that. I mentioned that the way all of us usually refer to the Yetzer Tov and Yetzirah is a good angel and a bad angel.
Right.
In this chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal's changing that, and he's telling us that the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara inside of our hearts is the good thoughts and the bad thoughts. Now, we know that every good thought and good word and good action creates an angel, a positive angel. And every bad thought and bad word and bad action creates a negative angel. So they are connected. Our thoughts are those angels in a sense.
So it starts with us.
Exactly.
We're able to create these angels, which are essentially external to us.
Exactly. Exactly. And again, we're going to have more on this as we go into this Torah. And remember, this Torah is still very abstract. You need a Likutei Halachos and a Likutei Tefilos that really brings it down to show us exactly where we see this throughout our daily activity and throughout every aspect of the Shulchan Aruch, our holidays and Shabbos, where all of this, you know, manifests itself. But for now, hopefully this is a good introduction.
Thank you. Thank
sure,
you very much.
Sure.
Thank you.
Everyone,
thank
have
you
a wonderful year. Week and a good Chodesh. A new Chodesh beginning. All of us should be healthy and well and climb the ladder towards Shavuos. Climb the ladder towards the Beis Ilah, which is the holiday of Shavuos, the 50th level.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All the best.
I think this was a good start on the first run.